Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello, and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and I have an interview lined up for today that is very informative for everyone who's listening. This is a woman who you just heard on Tractor Fiction. Her name, of course, is Betty Davis Eyes. Let's welcome her to the studio.
Thank you.
Please, tell us about yourself.
Well, as you probably know by this point, my name is Betty Davis Eyes, and I am both a reporter and a part-time porn star.
Now, how exactly did you go about getting into those businesses simultaneously? They don't seem to go together very much.
Well, it didn't happen simultaneously, Frank. I started out as a reporter, and my career, while relatively lucrative, did not exactly take off the way I'd planned. And so in order to supplement my income and try to make a little more of a name for myself, I went into the porn industry.
So you were a reporter first?
I was indeed.
And I don't understand, how is it that the news outlet that you work for is all right with this?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Frank. Actually, the television station that I work for on occasion does have a little bit of nudity in it. There are, you know, many stations at this point, at least in Europe, have decided that people are more likely to watch the news if they can see some naked ladies, and half naked at least, top up. But, you know, that's sort of how my career was sparked. There was an accidental shot on one of the newscasts that I did that showed off my behind, which I'm told is quite lovely, and I was called by several directors at that moment.
Now, okay, so your name is Betty Davis Eyes, is that correct?
Yes, more or less, yes.
Now, why would you say more or less?
Well, Frank, it sort of started out as my porn name. You know, every star in porn videos has a special stage name they use. It was a nickname I had received in primary school, and I just thought it was kind of cute, a little seductive, a little flirty. But since I didn't really want my real identity revealed, because I was doing both of these things at first, I just changed my name. So it is technically my name, it's just not what I was given at birth.
Well, okay, now this is very confusing. So you're saying, so that's your porn name, but not your news name? You have a different news name?
No, now I do have that news name.
But you were on the news first, so you would have had another news name.
Yes, but I'd prefer not to reveal it.
Well, wouldn't people be able to find it pretty easily, wouldn't they?
Sure, but I mean, I don't really want to talk about it. It's a difficult time in my life, so.
Why was it a difficult time? You were a news reporter.
Yes, but as I mentioned, my career didn't really go where I'd like it to have gone, so.
So you don't like being a porn star?
Being a porn star is fine. I enjoy it. I'd rather be reporting full-time. Yes, but, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do.
You'd rather be reporting topless full-time?
Not really topless either.
Fake topless?
No, fully clothed.
Fully clothed? Well, that's not topless at all, then.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But don't, I thought you'd do topless news.
Sometimes, Frank, people are forced to settle for less than they would have liked. I don't want to be reporting topless. I don't have a moral objection to it. I just would prefer not to. But, you know, you've got to take what you can get.
So you don't really want to be a reporter?
I want to be a reporter. I want to be a legitimate reporter.
So you're not a legitimate reporter?
I wouldn't call topless news legitimate, no.
So then why should anybody take your word on things?
I report the news. I report the truth. But I do it in such a manner that you may not be paying attention to it, because you'll be looking at my boobs.
All right, well, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. So, did I mention to the people at home that this is a topless interview?
Well, now, Frank, you don't exactly have to tell them that. I mean, like I said, you take what you can get, but I would prefer they didn't know that. Thank you.
But you agreed to it.
Well, you offered to pay extra.
Well, the whole point would be to tell people that it's going on. I understand that's what makes it lucrative. You know, people like to listen to naked people.
Well, you didn't mention you'd be telling them, so is that extra?
Well, no.
Story of my life.
Right. You sound very similar to a person that we know of before.
Well, if she's British, I imagine we would sound similar.
Right. She is, and so all British people sound the same.
Well, that's what I hear from Americans who can't seem to deal with accents.
Right. So we're in agreement.
No, we're not. In fact, if you played her for me, I'd probably say we don't sound similar at all.
Well, if I played her, she would sound like me.
No, I mean a recording.
Oh, that okay, because I thought you meant...
No, I didn't.
Right. Well, okay, but here's the thing. You actually look a little bit similar to this person as well.
Well, who is it?
Oh, she's a news reporter for... I don't know where she works, but she's a news reporter. She's a British news reporter.
I see. She's a British news reporter. Is she famous at all, or is this a... I mean, would I know her?
Well, I don't think of her as famous, no.
Well, what's her name?
Well, it's Dana DeZago, who I know from my days as a student of journalism.
Dana DeZago?
Right.
I see.
Yeah?
So is this some sort of joke that you brought me on then?
Well, no, it's not a joke. I mean, it was mostly because of the topless thing, I think.
I see. You had absolutely no knowledge of the connection between Dana and myself.
No. What connection? Are you guys lovers?
No, Frank, thank you. Not on this earth, not in this lifetime. Thank you.
In a previous life?
No, not ever. Would I ever love her or like her or kiss her or anything? She ruined my career. She ruined my interview. I should be where she is right now. Thank you.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? Why? What did she do? What?
There are so many spots for reporters, you know? There are only so many. It's not like everyone can make it big in the business. And I mean, Dana did, but we were in direct competition. We had interviews at the same time. We had practice tapes at the same time. And we were both up for a very large spot reporting. And Dana got it and I didn't. And I'm convinced, if you must know, that it has to do with her accent. She sounds a little less British than I do. And that's what they look for.
Well, I don't... This doesn't make any sense to me. This goes against so many things. First of all, less of an accent never works. Because I don't have an accent and I don't get hired. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. More of an accent usually is a better thing.
Well, you have an accent.
No, I don't.
You do. You sound not only American, but like country American to me. I mean, if you went to England or anywhere in Europe, I mean, they would automatically, they'd go, oh, well, he's American. I mean, he has the American accent.
Well, no, because they have the British accent. Look, okay, whatever. Look, I'm not talking about the accent. The accent thing is weird. But the thing that's even weirder is they would pick Dana over you when you're the one who's topless. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Look, when they are looking to hire reporters for respectable news, highly broadcast news, they're looking for A, somebody who can blend in, and generally that means less of an accent if possible, which some may consider racist, I might. And B, they're looking for somebody who they consider respectable and somebody who goes on TV to report the news topless and no one really pays attention to what they're saying because they're looking at their chest. They don't consider respectable, so there you go.
That doesn't make any sense, because if you had two people and one of them was a topless woman and one of them was not, I think most people would pick the topless woman.
For a porn movie, maybe, or for, you know, a night of passion, but not to report the news.
But you're in a porn movie.
Yes, that's why I'm in a porn movie, because they wouldn't take me to report.
I don't understand. You sent them videos of yourself topless and they wouldn't hire you.
No, I didn't send them videos of myself topless. Are you mad?
But that's the way you report the news.
That's the way I report the news on the stupid little television station I have to report the news on, because major networks will not take me.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you should have sent them the videos of you topless, and they might have hired you. If they don't know that that's your thing, then maybe that's why they thought, well, Dana's better at her thing.
Do they do that in America? I mean, and all the news I watch in America and most of the news I watch in Europe is not topless.
Maybe that's the problem.
You're saying perhaps news reporting needs a revolution.
Well, I mean, it clearly does, because I mean, there are people who should be doing news who aren't doing news. So something's got to go. Something's got to change.
Frank, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, I mean, this is amazing. This is I have hope for my career now. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go home. I'm going to record a topless story, a big story, and I'm going to send it into all the major networks.
I've got a story for you.
What's that?
All right. A couple of years ago, in town in New York, there was a guy who was killed, and they never found the murderer, but I know who did it.
A murder mystery?
Well, it's not a mystery. I know who did it.
But then how come no one else solved it? How come you didn't tell the police?
I tried to tell the police, but they didn't believe me. I was like a voice alone in the wilderness.
A murder and a police cover-up that I could report topless?
Yes.
Let's do it, Frank.
All right, here's the deal. There's a girl who did it. Her name is Lynn Nelson. You have to expose her for what she is, murderer, and get her to go to jail.
Topless.
Well, I don't care if she's topless when she goes to jail, but you gotta expose her. No. I mean, I guess that's a way of exposing her.
No, I have to report the story topless.
Well, sure. I mean, why not?
No, that's the whole point. I thought that was the point. You said if I reported topless and I sent in an audition tape like that, they'd be likely to take me and we were going to revolutionize the news.
Well, people are going to watch that tape longer than they're going to watch a not topless tape. I'll tell you that much.
All right, let's get on it. Where do we start?
I just told you. You got to expose this girl.
But how do I find her?
I can tell you where she lives.
All right.
And you can hound her.
Well, you mean investigate her.
Whatever you got
to
do.
All right, Frank, I'm going to do it. When we are done with this interview, I'm going to get her address from you. I'm going to investigate the story. I'm going to take my shirt off and my underwear off, and I'm going to make an audition tape that I'm going to send to the networks. And you'll write me a recommendation, right?
Sure. Your underwear?
My brassiere.
Oh, okay. I thought You're going to do full nude?
No, only topless.
All right.
Unless they pay more.
Well, they would.
Then we'll talk.
All right. This sounds like a good deal, and you won't rest until she's in jail.
Well, at least I won't rest until I have a career on the news.
And she's in jail.
If she did it.
She did.
All right, then.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Then that's that. All right. Well, that was a very productive interview, because we are going to make things happen. Justice is going to be served, and you'll hear about it here on Cast and Wax as soon as humanly possible. Thank you for doing this topless interview.
Thank you so much for having me, Frank. I have a new outlook on life and a newfound hope for my career, and it's all thanks to you. So thank you very much.
No problem. No problem. This has been a Frank Allen interview, and there'll be more soon.